One of the biggest challenges that Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers already face ahead of next year's legislative session is a structural deficit of more than $4 billion. As Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, on top of that, federal changes to taxes and health care could cost the state billions more in lost funding.
State revenues are down, contributing to the largest structural budget gap in 7 years. The state controller, Tom DiNapoli, estimates the deficit to be around $4.4 billion. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Liz Krueger, says that news alone would be bad enough.
That disturbs me, but that's not what keeps me up at night. What Washington might do to us is what keeps me up at night.
Krueger says the tax overhaul plan now being negotiated by the Republican-led House and Senate is an endless list of policy changes that will cost New York, including the ripple effect of ending deductions for state and local taxes.
The loss of money to taxpayers in New York State through federal actions will absolutely have enormous ramifications in the billions and billions on total revenue and what happens to it at the state level.
Governor Cuomo, who calls the federal tax proposal devastating for New York, says some tough decisions will need to be made.
There's no doubt that the state will have a deficit, and the budget is not going to be an easy budget, and we're going to have to find additional savings in the budget. That's clear.
Senator Krueger says Democrats in the state Senate are considering pushing once again for starting a new reserve fund to handle major policy shifts in Washington that could derail the state budget. She says the existing rainy day fund of around $2 billion is just not enough.
The Senate Democrats recommended that we actually supplement that with a Trump emergency fund. I think we were calling for $3 billion last year.
She says some of the money could come from cutting the estimated $8 billion spent each year on economic development programs. Despite the looming fiscal crisis, sectors that depend on the state for money are already making the case for why they need more aid in 2018. The Educational Conference Board, a coalition of school boards, teachers' unions, and school administrators, say the state's schools need an additional $1.5 billion more next year just to keep up with rising costs like health insurance premiums and pensions. Brian Fessler with the New York State School Board says with the state property tax cap set at 2% or lower, depending on the rate of inflation, schools don't have many ways of raising extra funds.
We certainly recognize the situation that we're in, but our students are still in school now. They'll be here throughout this year in good times and in bad for state budget seasons. And so this is what we see as important and critical for the education for our students going forward.
The groups are also asking for an additional $500 million for some targeted needs, including more resources to help the growing number of children who need to learn English at school. Cuomo, speaking to reporters in Syracuse a few days before the school districts asked for the money, says it's going to be difficult next year to fulfill all the requests for more funds.
Every school will say we spend more money. Every local government will say we need more money. Every family, frankly, will say we need more money. My kids will say they need more money. And by the way, I need more money. So, well, that's a sort of universal statement. The problem is there is no more money.
Cuomo says the state during his tenure has already spent a record amount on schools, with over $25 billion in state funds going to schools in the current fiscal year. He says New York is the top spender per pupil of any state in the nation. The governor has just over a month before he presents his budget plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.